Good evening. As usual, we have several reports to bring you on the news. We have some interviews and reports of further information on those strange events which have plagued this nation and the rest of the world for the past 12 months. Things may not be back to normal yet as a result of those events. However, the public seems to have adapted, and the bizarre has become commonplace. In the nation's capital, various reactions have been expressed, none of them official. And in an attempt to find out why Washington is reticent to talk about the situation, our Washington correspondent has been on the scene trying to extricate news from the rumors and red tape. We take you now to our Washington correspondent for this interview with one of the Midwestern senators.
Thank you. I'm on the street in front of the Capitol building here in Washington. There seems to be another in a series of meetings just adjourned. I'm speaking with one of our Midwestern senators who has just come from the Capitol. Senator, there are rumors that the meeting tonight has had some special significance, considerably above any previous meeting among the nation's leaders. Also, that it may possibly affect the government's stand on the events of the past 12 months. Could you comment on that, sir?
Well, as you know, ever since the first in a series of events which began some 12 months ago, we've been meeting quite frequently to discuss a myriad of subjects. Now, I don't think tonight's meeting was really any different. We still feel and would like to stress that this is not anything supernatural like most people would like to believe. And this is even verified by the recent report of the Emergency Conditions Committee, which was appointed by the president. Rather, we feel it's a plot of some kind.
Well, Senator, maybe you could tell us why the government has been so indefinite about taking a stand on the matter.
Well, the government's been unable to take a stand simply because of lack of understanding we have for just what they have in mind.
Well, now, by they, do you mean the communists?
Well, whoever's directly behind this. We may have some more information soon. Future summit talks may show some agreement and understanding.
Well, now, you're saying that a meeting will take place to discuss the world situation now?
No, I don't have any information on an actual world meeting. In fact, I'm sorry, I'm on a kind of tight schedule tonight. Thank you very much.
Just a moment, Senator. How do you explain the similar reports of chaos being received from Russia and China other communist countries?
Thank you, sir. Some other time.
Senator, could answer this then before you leave me. Could the Russians have some scientific method for making people just disappear from off the face of the earth?
Not now, sir. We'll reveal our information at some later time.
But, Senator, what about...
I'm sorry.
But Senator...
I'm just sorry. I must go.
But, Senator, what's happening?
Before we return you to the studios, I want to give you this that we have received from the Religious News Department. The chief analysis of the Common Market Confederacy announced today from Brussels that a computerized restoration plan is already underway in the aftermath of this world chaos. In the crisis meeting, which brought together scientists, advisors, and common market leaders, these men unveil what they call the beast. The beast is a gigantic computer that takes up three floors at the administration building of market headquarters. This monster is a self-programming unit that has over 100 sensing input sources. Computer experts have been working on a plan to computerize the world trade. This master plan involves a digital numbering system for every human on Earth. The computer would assign each citizen of this world a number to be used for buying and selling to avoid the problems of ordinary credit cards. The number would be invisible. It would be placed by a laser tattoo on the forehead or the back of the hand. It would provide a walking credit card system. The number would show up as it would be identified with an infrared scanner to be placed at all checkout counters and places of business. The analysis of these litters, they suggested that the present chaos and the disorder caused by the mystery points to the need of a world currency and perhaps an international program of peace and politics, as well as a new world trade and numbering system. Did you know that one man could have at his fingertips the number of any man on earth? It could provide the most powerful lever known to mankind. He would have a solution, as he could bank all the world problems. It could be a tool for peace or a dictator's weapon. We'll be giving you more concerning this mystery beast in future broadcasts. And now from Washington, we return you to the studio.
Well, that was the report from Washington in the news tonight. Throughout the crisis, we'll keep you informed of the events as we receive them here in Radio Central. We'll have more reports as they come into our newsroom. We promised you a special report with Dr. Kruer Wendheim of the European Astrophysics Laboratory in Dulz, Germany. I think we're about ready with that report, so go ahead, overseas.
Here at the European Astrophysics Laboratory in the quaint town of Dulz, Germany, scientists for nearly the past 18 months have been witnessing some of the strangest celestial events ever witnessed by the human eye. Here to tell us about some of these events is Dr. Kruer Wendheim, director of the Institute. Dr. Wendheim, what are some of the unusual happenings which have been observed by scientists in your institute?
Vor ungefähr 21 Monaten, als plötzlich die ganze Welt eine Serie von Ereignissen experienced, welche dann und noch immer nicht durch menschliche Erfahrung erklärt werden können, begannen wir hier im Labor Unregelmäßigkeiten zu bemerken, und zwar im Solarsystem, welche immer mehr verwickelt erscheinen. Vielleicht ist das schrecklichste Ereignis die ungewöhnliche Farbe des Mondes. Einige unserer Fachleute dachten erst, es sei das Ergebnis der Mikroorganismen, die durch die United States Apollo-Serie, welche am Anfang des Jahres 1970 endete, auf den Mond gebracht wurden. Diese Theorie hat sich nicht bestätigt. Aber wir haben den Mond durch unsere Teleskope und andere Instrumente beobachtet und wir können sagen, dass es nicht die Erdatmosphäre ist, die dem Mond diese ungewöhnliche blutrote Erscheinung gibt, aber vielmehr eine Substanz auf der Mondoberfläche selbst.
Doctor, this newscast is going to America, so let me translate it for you. Some 22 months ago, when the entire world began to experience a series of events which were, and indeed still are, not explainable by human standards, we here at the Institute began to witness irregularities, let us say, in the solar system, which have continued to become more and more complicated right up to the present time. Perhaps the most frightening thing is the unusual color of the moon. Some of our scientists thought initially that it was a result of a particular microorganism carried to the moon by the United States Apollo series, which ended in the early 1970s. This theory has since been disproved, however. We've been watching the moon through our telescopes and other equipment here at the laboratory, and all we can say is that it is not the Earth's atmosphere that is giving this unusual reddish appearance to the moon, but rather a substance on the surface of the moon itself.
Dr. Wendheim, there are some good old documents of the religious sect called Christians, which mention the moon turning to blood. Is this a possibility?
Ich kenne diese Dokumente nicht. Und auch gebe ich solche Erzählungen keine Aufmerksamkeit, da sie meistens nur die Grundlage für ungesunde Gerüchte geben. Natürlich will die Religion immer ihren Beitrag mit einigen amüsanten Geschichten geben. Aber die Wirklichkeit ist, es gibt keine wissenschaftliche Grundlage für solch eine Theorie.
Excuse me again, Doctor, but I must again translate for the people in America. Well, I'm not familiar with this document, nor do I give credence to such stories as they are usually the source for unhealthy rumors. Certainly, religion will always contribute its amusing stories, but the fact is there is no scientific basis for any such theory.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to break in. Back here in Radio Central, our newswires have just released some information which may have a bearing on that story. We've received a bulletin dateline Cape Kennedy, and I quote, "The moon rocks at the Cape Kennedy Space Museum, which have been on display for years, have vanished. The reports of people vanishing took great news precedence a few months ago, but this is the first item of any note to disappear, with the exception of those items which were proven to be stolen. Spokesmen from the Cape Museum say the rocks have been under heavy guard and encased in glass, secured to steel mounted in concrete. However, guards on duty report that no one has attempted to steal the rocks, nor has anyone other than the guards even come into the area. There is no sign of breakage on the glass casement either. The rocks are simply gone. An investigation is underway, and detectives are studying their only clue." Just a moment. I've just been handed this latest release on the moon rocks. They're speculating now where the rocks were encased. There are substances of pure blood. That's right. The report is given that on the surface where the rocks were are now pools of blood. More on that as the news breaks and we receive it here at Radio Central. Seems as if we are receiving some unusual reports from all over the world. Here's a report from Tangier, Morocco, in North Africa. Hundreds who were attending a world conference at the entrance to the Mediterranean Sea have noticed a monstrous-type animal in the water. The unusual thing they report is a large whale-sized creature with seven heads. Well, if two heads are better than one, well, anyway, this thing with seven heads may be just what we're looking for. Now we'll have the weather.
Weather conditions for our part of the state are much the same as the rest of the country. Unpredictable. Farmers complain that the shortage of sunlight has seriously hurt the production of all growing plants. Even artificial light, which has been used so successfully in the past years, has strangely failed in every attempt. The shortage of food has already caused famine in many parts of the world. There seems to be no hope that sufficient sunlight will return in time to save this year's crops. Unseasonably cold weather is reported in every part of the nation. The predominantly eastward movement of the weather fronts has completely reversed itself to the point that weather forecasters have literally nothing upon which to base their predictions. We'll switch you to the Weather Bureau at the Jetport.
The current temperature at the Jetport is 13 degrees, barometric pressure 29.97, humidity 27%, winds from the north-northwest at 10 miles per hour. The forecast continued unseasonably cold tonight and tomorrow with a chance of snow in the higher elevations. Tonight's low, 5 to 10 degrees below. Tomorrow's high, 15 degrees. 90% chance of precipitation tonight and tomorrow, with no favorable weather in sight.